I was just coming down off my high from fucking Bill with his 9-inch whopper when all of a sudden I heard my daughter scream in the kitchen. Oh my God, I'd forgotten about Jack. I saw my daughter run out of the kitchen, her blouse unbuttoned and hanging around her waist, her bra gone, her big tits bouncing as she ran, Jack chasing her, his big, stiff, hard cock hanging out of his zipper hole. I looked at Bill and told him, we had an agreement. I would suck and fuck you, and in return, you would leave my daughter alone. Bill said, I never agreed. I just let you think I did. And then he laughed. I was furious. All the fucking and sucking I'd done to save my daughter was for nothing. And now they were going to take my daughter's virginity right in front of my eyes. My son and hubby were just sitting there, taking it all in, staring at my half-naked daughter with her big tits hanging out. My son was getting another hard-on, and so was hubby. Bill noticed and said, no way can your daughter take my 9-inch whopper. I think I'm going to let hubby break her in for me. I started screaming, no, no, you can't do that. That's incest. And Bill told Jack, shut her up. So Jack stuck his cock in my mouth. Then Bill said to hubby, I'm going to fuck your daughter. You can make it easier on her if you break her in for me, since your cock is so much smaller than mine. Hubby's cock instantly sprang up at that suggestion, though he tried to hide it and said, no, I won't do that. I won't take my daughter's virginity. And then Bill said, it's up to you, and proceeded to start stroking his big 9-inch whopper in front of our eyes. All I could do was look at Bill's cock through the tears in my eyes as Jack was mouth-fucking me. Then at my daughter and the scared look in her eyes. She was petrified. And then look at Bill's cock again. So I made a decision. I was able to push Jack's cock out of my mouth long enough to get the words out. Harold, you're going to have to fuck our daughter to take her virginity. She can't handle Bill's 9-inch whopper, especially the first time around. And since you have such a small dick, you're going to have to be a man and fuck our daughter. And then Jack shoved his cock back in my mouth. And I couldn't say anything else. I just looked pleadingly at my husband, Harold. My eyes. And you're just talking for me. My son was just sitting there, stroking his cock. This whole situation was exciting him, despite having come twice already. Once in my mouth and once on my tits. And he was curious as to what would happen next. And so Bill told hubby, you got 5 seconds to decide. Then he started the countdown. Hubby's cock was dripping pre-cum. And by the time Bill got to zero, Harold had gotten up and started walking over to our daughter and said, don't worry, Sarah. I promise to go easy on you, but I have to do this to protect you. I promise you, I'm not going to enjoy this any more than you are. Now be a good girl and lay down and spread your legs for Daddy. Sarah obeyed her father, but she started crying. Then Harold approached her and started talking to her quietly. I couldn't hear it all, just snatches here and there. Something about how it would be better for her if she could pretend that she wanted this too. And how it would make her daddy's cock harder, and then he could fuck her better. And how he could pierce her hymen with just one quick stroke, and there wouldn't be so much pain for her. Nobody else was talking. They were just listening to Harold as he whispered to our daughter that the harder she could make her daddy's cock, the easier it would be for her. And how she should just go ahead and open her mouth and take her daddy's cock inside. And then he said, yeah, that's the way, baby girl. Open wider. Yeah, that's the way. Now kiss daddy's cock. Pretend you like daddy's cock. Pretend you want to suck daddy's cock. That you want daddy to fuck your mouth. doing this for you, baby girl, to make it easier on you. Yeah, that's the way, baby girl. Take daddy's cock deeper into your mouth, sweetheart. Mommy, help me, mommy. Mommy, please, mommy, help me, mommy. While hubby was talking to her baby girl, all eyes were on the scene being played out. My son and Bill were stroking their cocks, and Jack was fucking my mouth, but his heart wasn't in it because he really wanted to be fucking Sarah. Then hubby said, "That's enough, dear. Daddy's going to take his cock and rub it up and down your gash now. You got daddy really hard, baby. Now I'm going to just grease my cock up more with your cunt cream and dilly your clit with my cockhead. And, oh, fuck yeah, that's it. Daddy's cock is almost in. One more push and, yeah, I'm in. Daddy's a mutual woman now. It's okay, Sarah. You don't have to cry. It'll be okay. And pretty soon, it'll stop hurting. Doesn't it feel good to you, little girl? Don't you like having your daddy's dick inside your cunt? Pumping away. Squeeze me, Sarah. Squeeze daddy's cock with your cunt muscles. Yeah, that's the way. Oh, baby. Daddy's gonna come. Daddy's gonna come. Your cunt is too hot. Too wet. Daddy's gonna come inside the baby girl. And then my husband proceeded to shoot his load of spunk inside our daughter. No sooner was he finished than Bill told my son, "Your turn." Well, he didn't have to tell him twice, and he jumped off the couch, stroking his dick, and pushed his dad aside so he could have a shot at his sister's cunt, too. Fuck! His cock was bigger than his father's. But he sure knew what he was doing, and it was all stiff as a board, and he proceeded to shove his cock inside his sister's fuckhole, still wet from her father's spunk, and pump her cunt. And within a few minutes, he was shouting that he was going to come, and he flooded his sister's twat with his jizz. Jack wanted to turn at our baby daughter, too, but Bill said, "You can have her after me. I think she's ready to meet the whopper." And so Bill pulled my son out of his sister's cunt and took his place between her legs. He told Sarah to look at him, to look into his eyes as he proceeded to rub his cock along her gash, all wet from her brother's and father's spunk. And he diddled her clit with his cockhead, and he told her to grind her clit against his shaft. And she did, because she was getting horny too. And then Bill told her to look into his eyes as he plowed into her sloppy wet fuckhole with his big 9-inch whopper. Oh, Sarah started screaming, "It's too big! It's too big! It hurts! Please, please take it out! I can't take it! It's too big! Your cock is too big! It's killing me! Mommy, help me, Mommy! Please, Mommy! Mommy! Mommy!" And Bill told Jack to shut her up. So Jack pulled his cock out of my mouth and shoved it into Sarah's mouth. As far as I know, my daughter had never sucked cock before, and I could tell she didn't want to suck Jack's cock. She was crying and blubbering the way she was. But Jack was so excited, he still hadn't come yet, and so he started face-fucking my baby's virgin mouth as he watched Bill's cock go in and out of Sarah's fuckhole. And every time Bill pushed inside her cunt, Jack shoved his cock down her throat.
Mommy, help me, Mommy.
My My baby was being spit roasted between these two escaped convicts. Sarah was choking and gagging on his cock as Bill was pounding her. And then Jack said, I'm going to come. I'm going to come. And he grabbed her head and shoved his cock all the way down her throat so you could see her throat bulge out. You could also see him shoot his jizz at her throat by watching his cock bulge in her throat. Bulge, release. Bulge, release. And see her swallow after each blast, still holding her head tight to his groin as he shot his load directly into her stomach. Then Bill said to Sarah, crush your arms below your tits. Hold them together. I want to see your cleavage as I fuck you. I want to see your tits bouncing up and down as I fuck you. I love seeing a woman's tits bounce as I fuck her, especially a young girl's baby tits. And so Sarah bade him. What else could she do? She had no choice. And then Bill said he was ready to give her his baby batter. Where do you want it, Sarah? In your cunt, or on your tits, or in your mouth? And Sarah screamed, pull out! Pull out! Please! I don't want your baby! Please! Please! Don't come inside me! Please! Pull out! Please! 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 And Bill just smiled an evil smile and shoved his cock and balls deep one more time. And then he shot his spunk deep inside her cunt, directly into her womb. Spurt after spurt after spurt. Five in all. Sarah cried as Bill pulled his cock out and told her to clean it, to lick his spunk off, which included a taste of her father's and brother's spunk too, as well as her own cunt cream. And then he rubbed his wet, messy cock all over her mouth, all over her pretty face, and then along the seam of her lips, forcing her to open her mouth for him so he could use her mouth to clean his cock. It was obscene, looking at her small, practically virgin mouth, taking such a big, thick cock inside. But I was proud of my baby girl that she did it. Then all of a sudden, Shorty ran into the room from where he'd been on watch duty, and he said the police were coming. And then we heard the sirens, and we knew the police would be here any minute. Bill and Jack knew it too, and so they grabbed their pants, just about tripping as they tried to get their pants on over their shoes, but within seconds, they were out the back door, just as the police were coming in the front, guns drawn, staring at the four of us, all naked, my husband and son with spent cocks, and me and my daughter with cum dripping out of our cunts and our faces all messy with spunk. We thought we were being saved, but instead the police arrested us and took us out of the station to be booked on a bunch of made-up charges like incest and sex with a minor. We barely had a chance to get our clothes on before they hauled us away. I didn't think it could get much worse. Little did I know what was in store for us down at the police station.